Alarm 101.3.
101.3.
You're waking up with Tony and best-selling author, newspaper columnist, and motivational speaker, Pam Sherman.
The Suburban Outlaw on Warm 101.3.
So I want to know whatever happened to good old-fashioned turkey, like dry turkey coming out of the oven 7 hours after it's been put in. Because now they have...
I'm not going to say it out loud, but come to my house. No, I'm kidding.
Right? Because, you know, you can have fried turkey, smoked turkey, turkey confit. There's a lot of people doing turkey confit because they watch way too much, you know, Food Network.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, of course, this is the first year that my husband isn't a vegan. So he's
I didn't know about this. When did that happen?
It happened last year with a very large steak and meatball at the Golden Steer in Las Vegas.
Oh, wow. I didn't know about this. Okay.
Oh, yeah. We filmed it and and I cheered. And he's actually lost 20 pounds. And his cholesterol went down because he wasn't eating fake food anymore.
Oh, my goodness. Look at that.
My sister's so excited because she doesn't have to make tofurkey.
Yeah, right, whatever. Exactly.
Like, she doesn't have to make a second version of things just for my husband.
And that's good.
But seriously, do you have regular turkey at your house?
Yes. My son's vegan and his girlfriend is vegan. We won't be seeing them for Thanksgiving, but when they come over, he cooks actually, which is great. And I got to tell you, they make some fantastic stuff. At first, when I look at it, I go, oh God, I got to have to choke this down, but it's always been terrific.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
But seriously, I have been at houses where people are frying a turkey and I'm very afraid because can't you just put it in the oven? You don't have to fry it. The skin is good enough when it comes out of the oven. Do not put your house at risk with a deep fried turkey.
Warm 101.3.
For more Pam Sherman, click on the Suburban Outlaw link now at warm1013.com.
Warm1013.com.